Hey, greetings, sisters. It's Sister Amen.
And Sister Kara.
And what are we talking about today, sister?
We wanted to talk about things we're thankful for on the gospel road.
Right. And this would be things pertaining to the faith. There's a lot of earthly things that we're thankful for, like water and food and things like that. But today we're going to focus on spiritual thankfulness, right?
Amen.
That's the most important one.
It is.
So we'll do that one. So we each just kind of... We didn't talk about it ahead of time, did we? I mean, what our topics are or what our scriptures or points are. So we're going to kind of each take a turn on it and go through our list. And Sherry, you go ahead and start with yours first.
Okay, sure. The first one is more opportunities to preach the gospel, which is why we're out here.
Hey, that's my very first one, too.
Okay, well. And then I just had a scripture verse. Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
All right, I'm just going to say, do we got the right focus? Like, seriously, you got exactly almost word for word what I had on my first one.
Okay.
That is so funny. That's awesome, yeah.
You got the second one.
Yeah. So what that tells you is, what's our focus?
The gospel.
Yeah, that's why we're out here. Yeah, so praise God. Yeah, like Sister said, we have more opportunities to share the gospel out here on the road because we're moving around.
Yeah.
We're in the world. We don't have anywhere to go and hide away. I mean, unless we purposely go look for a place. But that's why we're out here, is to move around and be with the people, by the people, to share it.
Yeah, maybe you want to share the gospel. That would be
maybe I do?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. Hey, good job. Put me on the spot. So... Through Christ's shed blood, his death, burial, and his resurrection, we can have the forgiveness of sins if we repent. And repentance is a turning of your mind and a changing of your ways. So you repent from your sins, turn from them, turn toward the Lord, and those who are willing to obey will get the Holy Spirit, which means you are born from above. God will give you the Holy Spirit, and then you will walk in holiness and obedience all the way until the end, and then you'll have the hope of eternal life. And so that's what we share out on the streets, the gospel. Obviously, sometimes that's a condensed version. If we get a chance to talk to somebody, we might go into more detail on the points.
Yes.
Yep. And then what do we usually do right after we share the gospel with them? We share something else. Warnings.
About man-made religion. Usually we tell them about the two kingdoms. You're either in one or the other. Helps them see how narrow the way is. And
right.
See their need, and to see their need too.
Right, because everybody's born in the flesh into Satan's kingdom.
Yeah.
And we must be born into God's kingdom. And how do you do that? Through the gospel.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so good one. Good call. So my next one I have, and I don't have any of the rest of these in order, but the gospel being first was good. I have, let's see, much has been given of us, so much is required. We have a lot of time, resources, knowledge, discernment, and zeal. And so Luke 12:48, for unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. So the Lord has blessed both of our houses with all of those. We have the time, like I said, the time, the resources, knowledge, discernment, zeal, the drive to go do it. We need to go do that. And this van life gives us the opportunity to, doesn't it? We're using all that to the glory of God.
Amen. Yes, mm-hmm. We are. That's a really good point. My next one is freedom to move where the Spirit leads.
Oh, that's a good one.
That we are, like you were just saying, we've actually been set free, in a sense, to go preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has granted us that opportunity. Then I have a scripture verse, John 3:7-8. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit.
So yeah. Yeah, that is a good one, because the Lord is the one who guides our life. And while we're out here and we're mobile, we see in the scriptures also how the disciples, how they were led by the Spirit. There was places that the Spirit wouldn't let them go.
Yeah.
And places where they did go because of the Spirit. And so we out here in van life, we learn to walk in the Spirit much faster out here than we do if we're in a home, don't we?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because you wake up and the world is like inches away from you on the other side of the wall of your vehicle. And you open the door, you're ready and willing to go. And we're always in the world doing everything that we can to share the gospel. And so we always have to keep reminding ourselves to walk in the Spirit, be led by it, and put down our own flesh and follow where the Lord would have us go. And that's a good one. We have the freedom to do that.
Amen.
Yeah, yes. That's awesome. My next one would be being on the streets where the people are to share the gospel. You know, we're out there in it, like we were just talking about, kind of repeating what I said, but we'll just say John 17:15. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from the evil. And so a lot of people think, and this is a common mistake in the beginning when people are born again, and I'll just talk about sisters. They think maybe they should shield themselves from the world, protect themselves from all the sin, any of the bad influences or any temptations. And that might be good for a time and a season till you get stronger. But Proverbs 28:1, as you mature, you'll see this. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And so we have to be that way out in the world. And this is awesome. There's people all over the place. We don't know what these people are going to think, what they're going to do, but we're bold. We're not full of fear, because perfect love casts out fear. And van life puts us out there whether you want it or not, right?
Yes.
Your flesh might not want it. You put it down and walk in the Spirit and you go.
Because you need to, especially when you're out in the streets, shining, standing for the Lord, sharing the gospel. You need to walk in the Spirit, because things just happen when you street preach, and it's, you need to be on guard and ready for it, and just ready and always waiting, watching, looking for opportunities to preach the gospel, to withstand and then stand.
Right.
And things just happen, and you kind of let them roll off your back and look for the seeker.
Yep.
And the sheep.
Yeah, exactly. So like what you're saying is, you go out, you stand in the midst of thousands of people, and you get a lot of mockers, a lot of haters all around you, so you're aware. We don't walk in fear, but yet you may deal with a mocker and turn around and have a seeker standing right there. So if you're in the Spirit, it's just going to flow, just like you said. If you're in the flesh, you're going to be like, wait a minute, I got to get my mind straight, and it's not going to work right. It's not going to be a good witness.
No.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
And my next one is, van life strips your flesh down so you can walk in the Spirit better. It does.
Amen.
Yeah, there's lots of flesh killing in it. And then a scripture verse, Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Yeah, there's a lot of flesh killing that happens. You know, it's interesting, because Brother Tupos and I have been doing this for a handful of years now. And our beginning, in the beginning of van life, is quite a ways behind us. And we're just kind of walking in it. And I still got to kill a lot of flesh in the van life, you know, but not like I did in the beginning when you're first learning it.
Yeah.
And so Sister Cara sharing the flesh killing she's learning as she goes is like, it's kind of refreshing, because it just, you can see the work of the Lord in somebody else, killing their flesh and learning and going, walking in the Spirit. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's encouraging. It's good. It's doable, though. It's doable for the Lord, I mean.
And you're doing it with children.
Yeah.
Little ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that just shows, like, the mighty power of God. I mean, just one way. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Because He makes a way. He provides.
He does. That is the, it is truly amazing. The Lord does make a way. If somebody wants to follow Him and obey Him, He makes a way for it.
You got to work for it.
You got to work for it. Yes. You got to really want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then He makes a way for it.
Amen. Yeah. That's a good one. The next one I have is knowing God is in control and watching over us. I think that's very comforting if you're not used to being out in the world a whole lot. You know, going from living in a house, you know, some people are living in a house, and we used to live on the homestead. It was real quiet and kind of safe. You know, you're not in the midst of the big city like Sister Cara was. for a few years. And then you're launched out into these places and staying in parking lots, and I'll use the words shady characters walking around. You don't know what their character and nature and motive is, you know. And so you learn how to trust in the Lord and know he's watching over you. 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are upon their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And so no matter what happens to us while we're out here, his will is going to be done. And if we're obedient and we're thankful and we're content, no matter what it is, it's all going to be good, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, his will. His will be done.
Amen. So I'll read the next two because they kind of lead into each other. Helps you see spiritual concepts in the world deeper. And then makes you understand being a stranger and pilgrim more.
Good one.
Yeah. That one was big for me, like, in the beginning. And then I have a scripture verse, Hebrews 11:13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. And that's, for me, something that I'm reminded of every single day when you have to move out of your parking spot. You have no continuing city and no place to just stay. There isn't. You always have to keep on moving.
Yeah, like a drifter.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have no place to just call your own. Yeah, yeah, that is a good one. And it helps. That's another flesh killer right there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes,
and it does. It keeps you from James 4:4, having friendship with the world, fondness of this world. You can have, if you get a little complacent in your life, you're settled in, you can have a fondness of your life and the world. And there's nothing wrong with being thankful or appreciating having your garden and everything in your house and having a ritual and what you're doing. You can glorify God that way. But you got to be real careful, because it can be easy to have such a great fondness for that it might be hard to leave.
Yeah.
And so in this life, we don't get any of that. It's pretty much removed from us. We don't have that fondness of the world because we're so detached from it, always moving, not fitting in. We have nothing of our own other than our little house on wheels, and we keep going. It's what we have is of the Lord. His strength, his spirit, his truth, his drive, you know, his power, it's all of him.
It is.
Yeah. And we share all this because we know a lot of people won't be able to do something like we do. But what you can do is, we learn from people who are in where they're at, where the Lord has them. Other people can learn from us where we're at. And we can apply those thoughts and those concepts and those principles to our own life and see where we can refine ourselves.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. So I actually think I might have one that goes along with what you just said, but I'm going to keep going along on my list here because otherwise I'll lose track of what I did and what I didn't do.
Yeah.
So the next one I have is testing us on fear. You know, out here you could, like, what's going to happen in our future? Brother Tupos and I are getting older.
Yeah.
You know, and I could sit here and go, well, what's going to happen? What if one of us gets sick? What if, you know, what if we get old and we can't do this anymore? What are we going to do? And it's like, we don't even worry about that. We got today.
Yeah.
So Hebrews 13:6. This is what I say. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We also don't fear when we go out on the streets, knowing that we could have violence put on us. Somebody could come after us. I had a woman come slamming in my back not too long ago, and it was a pretty good one. You know, somebody could be pretty violent with us or bring a gun out. Somebody could end up getting thrown in jail. Somebody could do whatever it is they want to do while we're sleeping, we're in the parking lots, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's their world and we're just kind of pilgrims and strangers traveling through.
Yeah.
But we don't have that fear of what man can do to us, because just like I read the other scripture, God's watching over it all.
His
will be done. And if something happens, we got to be in our mind and go, well, just like we saw in the Bible, they were persecuted, they were tortured, they were beaten, they were hungry, they were cold, they were homeless. And we don't have any of that right now today, but if we do have that, what are we worried about? Because this isn't our home and we have no fondness for it, we're ready to go to the next one, right?
Yeah.
So
that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
My next one is just more time to focus on the things of God, which would tie in with what you said earlier. Just more time's been given us and need to make sure we're redeeming the time, spending it wisely.
Right, and I think what goes with that, because we are busy in this life.
Yeah.
We're always going. We're never, rarely sitting around and just pondering things.
You
always have to get up in the morning, pack up, go. There's so many things to do, and we can talk about those in some other audio. But we do have the more time to do that, and this is where I would think why we do. It's in our mind a whole lot more because we're out here focused on the gospel and the Lord and sharing his truth. It's always there. It's in front of us.
Yeah.
We're not focused on all kinds of earthly household things.
No.
In our life, we hurry up and get those done as minimal as possible and then get out on the streets, get on the internet and do our posts to edify. You know, we're always about that, right?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see, the next one I have is trusting he will provide, Matthew 6:25-26. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment, or the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? And so we got plenty of food and raiment, but, you know, he provides so much more than that for us. He provides people to witness to, people to share the truth to, people we might be able to bless. And then he also provides, with our food and our raiment, the opportunity to find them at affordable prices that we can be frugal in, healthy things. You know, since we're out here at the mercy of living out of grocery stores and discount stores, the Lord just keeps providing what we need and great blessings within that, even more so than what we need, really.
Amen. Yes, he does. That's a good one. My next one is, well, my next two kind of lead into each other again. So it helps you see what things in you still need to be pruned away and helps you see who you really are in van life. I would say I've experienced that. So, like you were saying earlier, living in a house, it can also make you be complacent in, but then when you're in a van, you need to kill a lot of flesh, especially in the beginning. It helps you see areas you might have slacked off in big time, and then you're like, okay, gotta get right on that, because...
Good observation,
You absolutely cannot... you can't, unless you want to be a hypocrite and in sin, walk in the flesh and preach the gospel. That's, like, impossible.
Right. Yeah, I think I would, to like, explain a little bit about that, in the house, having come from that myself, too, nothing wrong with being in the house if that's where the Lord has you. We share this with you so you can help examine yourself, too.
Yeah.
You know, so in our van life, there could be days, I used to call them pajama days, and I wouldn't sit around in my pajamas, but it would be like a lower key day, a slower one without a bunch of pressure on it, to where you could just kind of maybe cozy up in the rocking chair or couch or whatever it was you had, and maybe just have a nice real slow day pondering the things of God and putzing around a little bit.
Yeah.
You never get that very, very rarely in van life. You always have to move and go.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, because we're not out here for our flesh like that, are we?
No, we're not. Mm-mm.
We're out here to preach the gospel, to shine our light, and by doing that helps refine us and be better servants of the Lord.
Amen, because we're not our own.
We're not. We're bought with a price. What price are we bought with?
With the precious blood of Christ.
Amen, we are.
Yeah.
So mine here, mine says, the next two kind of go together, kind of goes with what you just said here too. Stripping our flesh, Galatians 5:24-25. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections and lusts, and if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. And we're also, it refines us, and it purges the dross from us. Proverbs 25:4. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. So killing our flesh is like always having to be on the move. And living refined, and doing things totally different than what we used to do, it's a major stress or a major flesh stripper.
Yes.
So yeah, so it's both physical, spiritual, emotional. There's no time to get in the flesh out here.
No.
Like you said, otherwise you're a hypocrite. Because as soon as you walk out the door, you're not going in your backyard where you can just kind of walk your flesh off and get over it. You walk out the door, you got to be in the spirit now, because how many, I'm just going to say this real quick. We were parked ready to go into an event that was in a field a little ways away. We're parked where no other vehicles were anywhere. It wasn't even in a parking lot. And I jumped out of the van. I just make lunch. And I jumped out of the van to go use the wash station to wash something out. And there was a car parked right by us, and there was a woman there to witness to out of nowhere. So you got to be, matter what, you open that door, there could be somebody standing there going, hey, I saw your signs. What are you about? Right?
Yes, there could be, because that's why you're out here and you need to be always ready to give an answer.
Right. Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. My next one is stretches your flesh for more growth, which it definitely does. The moving, the getting up, sometimes later nights, different situations. It just all helps you trust in the Lord more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't get to have like a pattern, a ritual. What do they call that? Like when you're timing it all out.
A schedule.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You don't get to just have a schedule, which is kind of comforting.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Is, yeah.
Our time isn't ours either, is it?
It's not, no.
No, that's all His. So I got sharpening our discernment with all the different people we run into. Kind of almost goes along with what you're saying. Hebrews 5:14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And so what we want to do is make sure we're on the meat, off the milk. You don't want to be out here doing this if you're still lingering in the new beginning stages. You're going to... If you are out here and you're brand new at it in the faith, you're going to grow real fast if you're walking in the Spirit, right?
Amen.
You're going to learn a lot. It's going to strip away a lot, and it pushes you along faster, doesn't it?
It does, yes, definitely. I can attest to that.
Right, yeah. So sharpening our discernment with the different people we run into also, we encounter mockers, seekers, sneaky people, false teachers, all different kinds of religions, faith, this is what I believe, that's what I believe, scripture twisters, all of these kinds of people that you got to learn really quickly how to think on your feet, always bringing everything back to the gospel. Mm-hmm. The gospel is our grounding point. You can bring any conversation back to the gospel.
Yeah.
Can't you?
Yes, you can. And then there's one more type of people that I'm learning on. People that want to waste your time.
Oh, yep. I didn't think of that one. Yeah.
Yeah, because you give them truth. They seem to be hearing it, but they're not quite going where they're supposed to or something. And then if you're not, if you don't discern it, it's like, they don't have ears to hear.
Right. And so we're learning through all these different situations. Some you go further with, some you don't. So this is all good refining for us.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's awesome.
My next one is getting to see more of God's creation.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah. I like that. I know, I used to live in an apartment and it was a downstairs one.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't really, unless you go out for a walk, you didn't really see the sky a whole lot or something, like not as open.
Yeah.
And wide spaces. And I know I'm just enjoying that while we travel.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing.
That's kind of like a blessing and a gift. As we live the way we do, God gives us the eyes to be able to see His creation through the world, through all the sin, through all the noise. You know, you could be in a parking lot that has a bunch of trash and litter in it, and there could be like one, we call them a little island, with a tree on it and a bush, and there's a flower on it, and you don't see all the other stuff. You see that, and that means even more than the people drive by seeing it, not paying attention to it.
Yeah.
And then to see maybe mountains and, like you said, the sky, the clouds, the trees, the birds, and we get to give Him glory for His creation. I think people overlook that, the depth of His creation and the Creator God who did it all. So
it is, it's amazing. If you just think about a simple thing, like a big tree comes from a seed.
Oh, I know.
Just a small
seed. And then look at all the different kinds of trees.
Yeah.
Not just one kind.
No.
There's so many different kinds. So, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. My next one is many experiences to grow from. Matthew 5:48. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which in heaven is perfect. And what does perfect really mean, sister?
Complete and mature.
Right. So all the different experiences that we have out here, whether it's experiences in the gospel with people, traveling through the world, life, we become more mature and complete, maybe at a faster pace out here.
Oh, yeah.
Because we come across so many different things, yeah.
And you constantly need to kill your flesh.
Yeah.
That too.
Right.
So, yeah. Getting the opportunity to serve others was the next one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you get to serve them with the gospel, with the word. Sometimes, like yesterday, I got to help a woman. I know the Lord just opened the door in a store, and I got to give her a gospel card. So, thankful for that too.
Yeah, that is awesome. And what sister's referring to, well, you can tell them about it.
Oh, yeah. I was wandering over by the yogurt aisle, just looking at it, and a woman was like, excuse me, could you help me? She had an accent. Could you help me reach up there? And then I had to reach really hard back to get two small things of yogurt down the last two for her. She was super thankful, and I got to give her a gospel card.
That's awesome, yeah.
So it's not like we don't just give out gospel cards and witness when we're on the streets with a sign. It's always just going about your life and being ready and open for it.
Right. And I'll add a little bit to what you're saying. So being a servant to the people, what this life does out here, constantly walking in the Spirit, looking for the opportunities and the focus of sharing the gospel, we're attuned to the world around us, not participating mm-hmm. in their sins in their flesh, but we listen to maybe a conversation. If you see somebody talking to a worker, and I've had this, women asking workers, well, where do I find this and that? And oftentimes it's the baking aisle.
Oh, yeah.
And so if I hear him say that, I'll go to the baking aisle and wait till they get there and see if I can find it for him ahead of time. And
oh,
it
yeah.
creates an opportunity. Looking for people that you can help. People in scooter chairs, older people who seem to walk slower.
Yeah.
Maybe they're standing there just staring at everything, and maybe they have a hard time discerning things.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does is it takes you out of the picture and puts serving others in there. And I like the way you put that. That's another thing that we learn. We don't walk in our flesh. We keep walking, looking to help others in
yeah.
all different kinds of ways. Even the beggars out there. And we know a lot of them are scammers, and they probably don't want what we're giving them. But you'd be surprised how many of them actually sit and talk to you about the scriptures.
Yeah.
And when I say what they don't want, what we give them is, oftentimes we offer them food and not money. Most of them are looking for money. But we look to serve them too, because there have been times I've been blessed. To me, it's an awesome blessing when you're able to give somebody some food. I've cooked meals for people who actually would sit with us and eat and talk about the things of God. So
well,
I was able to
yeah.
bless them with that, and in return, it blessed me to be able to serve them.
Yes, it does.
So it's pretty awesome, yeah.
Wow.
So I've got help separate us from the world, kind of like you already mentioned that one. 1 Peter 1:15. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of your conversation. So living in this life, focusing on the gospel, really keeps our focus right, keeps us separated from the world. And through our obedience, obviously, we don't fit in. We don't look like the world. We don't act like the world. In fact, sometimes we look like the world might look at us like we might be beggars.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't have pride and vanity, and what we do is simple and frugal and stuff. So it just helps keep our eyes on the kingdom of God and not clinging to this life anymore.
Amen.
Yeah. And I think I only got one more left after this, so it's your turn.
Okay. I have just this, seeing the Lord move when God appointments happen.
Those oh, yeah.
Those are always amazing to me.
Good one.
Because, yeah. It's like the Lord just sets up appointments for you, and you're just going about your day, and then those God appointments happen where someone seems to have eyes to hear, or eyes to see and ears to hear.
Perfect yeah. timing, right?
Yeah.
And we couldn't set this stuff up.
No.
So there could be times where you're thinking, well, we're kind of planning on going to this place, and we end up somewhere else, and you pull in the parking lot, you put the vehicle in park, and somebody's walking up to the van going, hey, what's this all about?
Yeah.
Right? And then they often turn on into being really good conversations.
Yeah, you know, those are amazing.
They are. And all different kinds. That's something we should think about. When we have some of them, write them down, and we can do an audio and kind of share some of them.
That would be
in time
good.
At some point. Yeah, yes. Well, that'll be another thing to put on our project list, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Do you have more? I just have one last one.
Okay, I just have two more.
Oh.
So.
Okay, I'll just read my last one, and then you can go ahead and do yours. It helps keep our focus on what's most important. Colossians 3:1-2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, which Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. So feeling like a stranger helps us keep focused on the Lord. Kind of this goes along with what we already kind of talked about, but I kind of lost my train of thought here. Yeah, so it keeps us focused on the Lord, most important things. We're not really fond of this earth and what we're doing here necessarily.
No, I have my next one just fits in perfect.
Oh, go. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Hones in on the fact that we are not our own.
Yep.
So 1 Corinthians 6:20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So we're not our own. Nothing that we have is our own. We're supposed to be living sacrifices for Christ.
Romans 12:1-2, yeah.
Yeah.
Be that sacrifice. Yeah, it's not ours. It's all His. It makes it a lot easier to walk through this life not carrying all the baggage that we think is ours.
It is. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one.
Good point. And just one more. Seeing the Lord provide for us daily. You mentioned that.
Yep.
Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
That's awesome. I love that.
Which is what we aim to do, is seek first the kingdom. And that is true. Like, the word of God is true. If you seek first the kingdom, everything else will be added unto you. The Lord, that's the Lord's business to take care of.
It is,
yeah. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, so as we seek the kingdom of God, all this fleshly, earthly stuff falls off us. We leave it behind. We minimize it. We focus on what is good, true, pure, and what is of eternal value, not corruptible, but incorruptible. And the Lord just, He provides. He gives us everything we need. This life isn't about meat and drink.
No.
It's about the Lord and His righteousness. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And He readjusts our mindset. I think the sun's coming out now, too.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Sister and I washed some clothes. Here you go. Super thankful. We'll talk about this in one of the other ones. A water spigot to be able to hand wash clothes and not have to go to the laundromat.
Amen.
Pretty awesome. So when we see the sun, we're like, hey, maybe we could take some of our clothes and put them out in the sun. That'd be nice. Uh-huh. All right. So this has been an awesome audio to share. Lord willing, we'll be coming back to you again sometime if He gives us the day. To do another one and encourage you and share a little bit more about van life on the road, serving the Lord, preaching the gospel.
Amen. I love that. And may God be praised.